Hello, and welcome to the beginning of another exciting year here in the Peoria Unified School District. First, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for all of the hard work that you've put in contributing to a very smooth opening of this school year. A couple of interesting facts about the beginning of the new year. First of all, on August 15th, we welcomed nearly 25,000 elementary students and just about 11,000 high school students to our 40 schools. Additionally, we have 62 full-day kindergarten academy classes, 123 half-day kindergarten classes serving nearly 2,000 students. On the first day of school, we served 17,000 meals, and we had 762 bus runs. Our human resource staff worked diligently to make sure that we have provided each and every one of our classrooms and all of our support assignments with the highest quality of employees. Our maintenance crews work diligently over the summer to prepare our facilities, and I must say they've never looked better. We look forward to another great year, and we appreciate all the work that's gone on to make this happen. One of several initiatives that we will be focusing upon this year is our community engagement initiative. Over the course of the summer, you may have received a phone call from a phone survey where we were soliciting feedback from our parents and community members. This year, we were spending considerable time getting feedback from our community, our parents, our students, and our employees. If you haven't had the opportunity to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, we hope you'll take a moment to go online and connect with us. You can access both sites through the PUSD website. We look forward to sharing additional tools with you in the upcoming weeks. Another tool that we implemented last year with a great degree of success was e-board updates. For parents and staff community members, you can access our e-board updates through an RSS feed. You can be the first to receive important information from our governing board meetings right to your email account. The RSS feed can also be accessed from the PUSD website. Once again this year, we're continuing with our patron tours. We're thrilled to announce that our first tour this year will be on October 14th. We'll be visiting Ironwood High School and Copperwood Elementary School. Get a firsthand look at the day in the life of an elementary student or a high school student. Parents and community members who are interested can sign up by contacting our public relations department. I'd like to take this moment to bring you up to date with the challenges that we've been experiencing with the Pinnacle upgrade. As you know, throughout the course of the summer, staff has worked diligently to ensure that when school opened, that our student information system and our parent internet viewer, along with gradebook systems, were intact. Unfortunately, as you know, we've experienced some difficulty, and I'd like to, first of all, say thank you for the patience that you've expressed as we've worked to correct these problems. We recognize that this is something that has created a challenge for all of you, and I want to assure you that we are working around the clock to make sure that we can get this rectified, meeting daily with IMT staff. We're making progress. We hope to have these challenges behind us in the very near future. We'll keep you updated through regular email correspondence, and parents can certainly get updates through our website. Once again, thanks for your patience, and we understand the importance of this work. We have several recognitions that I'd like to share with you. Many of our schools participate in the Fuel Up to Play 60 campaign. We're proud that we have a state student ambassador from Alta Loma, eighth grader, Skylar Grinnell, and we also have a state advisor of the year, Aaron Grenier from Cheyenne Elementary. Congratulations. As you know, each year our juniors participate in the ACT exam. We have a student that I'd like to recognize from Peoria High School, Jasper Purican. He scored a 36, which is a perfect score. Congratulations to Jasper for this accomplishment. I'm thrilled to announce to you that teacher Irma Regalado from Peoria High School has also won the Chicano Por La Casa Esperanza Latino Teacher of the Year Award. Congratulations. As you know, recently we recognized the 10-year anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy. I certainly like to recognize the many tributes that went on around the district in recognition of this 10-year anniversary. We appreciate your focus, the hard work, and the dedication that our students and staff put into place in recognition of the 9/11 tribute. I'd also like to specifically recognize the activity that occurred at Ironwood High School around the Unity flag. I'd like to leave you with some clips from some of those activities that occurred around our district.